And so we're away, capitalising on risk. Capital and risk, the great conundrum, the great trade-off that's always in your industry. Our first speaker is Stuart Bingham, an escapee from your side of the fence. Before joining APRA, he worked at Westpac/BT Financial Group for 18 years. He does know your side. Now, of course, he is the gamekeeper at APRA, General Manager of the Diversified Institutions Division. Please welcome Stuart Bingham.
So when I was asked to talk about capitalising on risk, I thought to myself, what will I talk about? And I must admit, I actually thought I'll be much more interested in what others had to say. I did think that I might talk about risk culture. Now, that would please my Deputy Chairman no end. However, I'm not going to talk about risk culture today. I'm going to talk about the topics of capital and risk management. And I'm going to go through some of the initiatives that APRA has put in place in the recent past and some of the things that we're looking at doing in the future. But first of all, I thought I'd start with what makes a prudentially sound insurer. So in APRA's view, a prudentially sound insurer must have a solid foundation. And we believe that solid foundation has three elements to it. One is capital management, another is risk management, and the other is governance. All three must be strong. If any one of these areas is weak, then the foundation is not strong. Today, I will focus mainly on capital management and risk management, but rest assured, you'll hear more about governance from APRA in your interactions in the near future. So risk management and capital management. It's worth noting that these elements are not completely divorced from each other. In fact, there's a bit of yin and yang about risk management and capital management. So in simple terms, the better the risk management, the likely the lower need for capital, and vice versa. So let's just think about that for a moment. In our view, the better you understand your risks, the better you understand how they work, what happens, the less there are unknowns about what is going on in your business. The less the unknowns you have in your business, then the less the need for capital. Flip it around, the more there are unknowns in your business, then the more you need for capital. Because let's face it, what is capital for? Capital is to meet unexpected losses. In APRA's prudential framework, the way we look at this is via our Pillar 2 adjustment, our supervisory adjustment, where if we, in our assessment, believe that an insurer does not have sound risk management, then we will apply a supervisory adjustment and you will need to hold more capital. So let's have a look at what APRA's done recently about capital management. You'll all be familiar with the LAGIC reforms that came in place a couple of years ago. And one of the key issues that we put on those reforms was to make the capital calculations more risk sensitive. But other things that have our attention at the moment: internal models and the process we go through for approving internal models. Pillar 2, the process we go through for applying Pillar 2 or supervisory adjustments. Pillar 3, which is around disclosure. And you will hear more from APRA around disclosure requirements in the near future. Target capital and ICAPs. I'm going to talk a little bit more about ICAPs, but ICAPs was a significant feature of the LAGIC reforms. And one of those areas was the need to set target capital for companies. We'll be doing more work on having a look at that in the near future. And stress testing. I'll talk more about stress testing a little bit later. So let's have a look at ICAPs. As I said, the introduction of ICAP was one of the significant new features of the LAGIC reforms. And in our view, the ICAP is an incredibly important document for companies. When I think about ICAPs, the letter that I concentrate most on is I, internal, the internal part of the capital adequacy assessment process. And the reason I focus on I is because it's very clear that this is the responsibility of the company. This is not APRA's process. What we are after is for companies to understand their own risks and to assess those risks and how much capital they need to hold to meet those risks. Part of what happens in an ICAP is that you hold capital to ensure you don't breach APRA's minimums. Very important. But it's more than just that. What we're looking for is for you to understand risks, consider risks that aren't covered in APRA's capital framework, and think about how you manage those risks, how you understand those risks, and how you assess those risks. The ICAP is a very important part of the business management. We expect the ICAP to be a living, real document, and it has an impact on the way businesses are run and the way it impacts decision making. From our point of view, the success of an ICAP document and the ICAP process is how boards understand risks and manage the risks, but also the impact that it has on the day-to-day running of the business. We expected the ICAP to result in strengthening of management practices. And I think it's fair to say that given the nature of the ICAPs, that we're very pleased. Yeah, our interactions with boards, and we do meet with boards regularly, is the boards are giving us very good feedback about how they're viewing the ICAP document and how it's helping them understand the risks of their business. And it's probably worthwhile saying to the Actuaries Institute, and that what they're also enjoying is the opportunity to have discussions with their appointed actuaries about the appointed actuaries' view on risks and the impact that that has on the business. Stress testing. Stress testing is a key requirement of the ICAP. And you will have heard APRA talk more and more about stress testing. This is an area that we are going to focus on more in the future. Our chairman, Wayne Byers, gave a speech recently about the recent ADI stress test. I don't intend to go through the results of that today. But it's important to note that APRA will spend more and more time having discussions with companies about stress testing and the stress testing they're doing for their business. It is an area that we called out in our letters to industry, both on the ICAP summary statement and the ICAP report, where we would like to see some improvement. So these are areas where we'd like to see companies think more about the stresses that may impact their business. We see this as a very powerful tool. The asking of the what-if questions we see is very important, from the very simple scenarios and stresses to the more complex ones. What would happen to my business if interest rates move? What would happen to my business if equity markets fall? They are the more simple ones. The more complex ones involve the scenarios perhaps of recessions, double-dip recessions, things that you think about. One of the things we think about in the stress testing is if a stress occurs, do you expect to remain in business? Do you expect to still meet APRA's requirements? We think these are fundamental questions that boards and senior management should be asking themselves. And we think it gives great insight into the way you understand your business and the way you understand the risks of your business and the impact that these risks can have on your business. APRA is continuing its focus on stress testing. Since 2012, APRA has dramatically increased its resources in this area. We have conducted a couple of industry-wide stress tests for the ADI industry. We intend to continue that work. As I said before, we see it as an area of improvement for the ICAPs, and that is a work in progress, and we will continue to have interactions with entities on this topic. On catastrophe risk management, you would be aware that APRA issued a letter to industry late last year, posing a series of questions to boards and senior management around its approach to catastrophe risk management. Things for boards and senior management to consider. Additionally, APRA will conduct industry-wide stress tests for the insurance industry. In 2015, our plan is to conduct an industry-wide stress test for the life insurance industry. And in 2016, we're planning to conduct an industry-wide stress test for the general insurance industry. Both those plans are in the extremely early stages of development. So no point asking me questions on what that may look like because I can't answer it at this stage. So hopefully, in these short comments that I've made, you'll see that APRA sees the link between capital and risk management as fundamentally entwined with each other. As I said before, in our view, is extremely important, and APRA spends much of its supervisory focus on making an assessment of how companies understand risk, how they manage risk, how they monitor risk, how they report risk. And as I said before, in our view, the better you understand that, the better that you can do your capital planning and understanding the amount of capital that you need to run your business. Thanks. That's all I have to say at the moment.